72-year-old foster carer from Basildon, Frances Tilley, joins me on the line now. Morning, Frances.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us today. So, Frances, how long have you been a foster carer?
Over 23 years.
Over 20, that's incredible. Are you still fostering now?
We are.
Okay. How many children have you had through your hands?
Oh, over 100.
Wow. So what made you, in the first place, what made you become a foster carer?
Well, it was, I was actually working for the voluntary sector, and there was an issue about whether we were going to continue to be funded or not. And I was like, picked up a newspaper, and it was like, become a foster carer. And so why don't we just go for it? Because we're going to be sitting at home, or I'm going to be sitting at home at least. And so we just applied. Immediately they came round and we did the training, and we just became carers and have never, ever regretted it. Just wished I'd have started it earlier. Absolutely love it.
Really? Why do you say that? Why do you love it so much?
I just think it is so rewarding. It is what you get from the children, especially after they've gone, because we've had a lot that we're still in touch with now, and they've got their children and they come back. It's just, that is something money can't buy. That when you hear a child say, I had the best childhood, and that isn't even your birth child. It's just amazing to hear that from children.
Wow. How long was the longest you had a child with you?
Well, we've had two. One was 9 when she came. She was 19 when she left.
Right.
She's now 21. She graduated last year and still very much in touch. Another one was 10 when she came. She was 19 when she left. She's still in touch. She's now got two little boys and comes regularly. So it goes from almost like a week as an emergency to, as I say, like 10 years.
Right. And what do you have to be a foster carer? Because I know some people will be listening to this who have massive hearts. In fact, their hearts are probably so big that they probably think they're not appropriate. They wouldn't be good enough. They wouldn't be able to do it. What do you have to be a foster a parent?
I think that is all. You have to care. And that is it. Do you know, it's not about having any particular skills. You know, when you become a parent, you haven't been trained. And you do get training. And you need patience. Because having said that, my husband doesn't have a lot of patience. And yet, he absolutely loves it as well. But I think you do need to have... That is all. You don't need anything special.
Don't need a massive big house?
There.
Do you have to have a big house?
A room for them, a spare room, so that they've got their own bedroom.
Right. So that's basically, you don't need like a big garden. You don't need to have to been through university.
No. Certainly not. No.
No. Right.
Been to uni. It's life skills.
Right.
And understanding children, you know, that every child is different. Every child wants something or needs something different. They're all from so many different backgrounds, coming to care for so many different reasons. And, you know, I would say over the 100 children, no two of them have been the same. Do you know?
Really? Right.
At the moment, there's two brothers, but they couldn't be more different. So, right.
And you must have had some difficult times as well. How do you deal with those?
Absolutely. I mean, we are lucky we have got a very close, strong family, and they're always there for us. All the foster children have loved them and been there, and we do lots of stuff as a family. But even if you haven't and the children don't want that, it really doesn't matter. It's about being there for that child and understanding what that child's going through at the moment. So many of them call us back now and say, oh, my God, wasn't I awful? Wasn't I this? It's like, no, you was going through a difficult time. Right. You know, they realise when they get older, oh, my God, what did I do?
Yeah, I can imagine. Well, we all say that, though.
Being there for them.
We all say that to our real parents, let alone people who've cared for us over the years. And I believe Jack's there. Jack's 76, is that right?
Sorry?
Is Jack 76? We've been told he's one of the older foster carers, which is amazing.
He is. Hang on, I'll pass him over.
Yeah, come on, let's have a chat with Jack.
Hello?
Hello, Jack. Hi. Jack, you're a foster dad. You're a foster carer. So,
yeah.
And how's it been for you? I mean, you know, is it that your wife is too tied up with the kids or whatever and suddenly you're missing out, or are you loving it?
No, we do everything together. I mean, it's not she does all the caring and I'm in the background. It's just that I pick the children up from school most days, drop them off at school most days. I do a lot of the cooking. Mate, she hated my wife's cooking. You'd agree with me. No, but seriously, we share the whole thing.
Why do you continue doing it, Jack? Will there ever be a time when you say, I've had enough now, I'm going to retire,
Yeah, I think we are past, we're at retirement age now, we're retired now.
Right.
And I think, mind you, we've said it quite a few times, right, this is it, this is our last ones now, we're going to pack up after this. And then we got a phone call, and we've got these two little children, and oh, bless their hearts, yeah, send them round, yeah. But I'd like to think now that we've done our bit now, and I think we need to have some me time or our time.
Yeah, you'll say that. Yeah. Let me know when the boys leave and you take on another little family there.
Yeah, I know.
Jack and Francis, thank you so much for talking to us. I really do appreciate it. And thank you as well from all of us, because what you're doing is you're helping children becoming lovely young adults, which means it's lovely for society, not just for those children, but for society, because we all know that actually it all starts at home, doesn't it? We were talking about it just yesterday with gangs and so on and so forth, that actually if you've got a good upbringing, you've got a chance, haven't you? So thank you so much to Francis and Jack, both in their 70s, both still fostering, and both still saying this is the last